CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we are with Dr. Melanie Plourd. So welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you're here to talk about a presentation coming up at May at the Research Center, I think it's called, at the UofL in Sherbrooke. And it's presented by Dr. Joanne Stratton, PhD. And we're just going to talk a little bit about, because you said that you invited her, and you are assistant professor at the University of Sherbrooke in the geriatric medicine department.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the presentation. And
so Joanne is coming to talk about a little bit osteoarthritis and a study that she conducted in animals, comparing different treatments to have a lower pain in the animals. So she'll be presenting her study and the results that she obtained, and probably the publication that will arise from this study. But she has a broader interest into the immune systems and the modulation of pain in patients and in animals.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll probably talk a little bit about her study, the main study, and the other part of our research that relates to neuroinflammation and pain.
Okay, that's interesting. A lot of studies being done on pain, and this is open to anybody, and the presentation is in English, I believe?
Yeah, the presentation is in English. It's open to everybody. It will be be presented at the Research Center on Aging, so mm-hmm. it's in Belvedere Street.
Okay.
In Sherbrooke at 1036 Belvedere Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open to anybody, and we welcome everybody to ask their questions. Probably she'll be able to answer some fundamental research question, but there will be other researcher from the Research Center on Aging that might also be able to answer some questions that people might have about osteoarthritis.
Okay, and it's on May 2nd, 12 to 1 at the UofL. I think most people know where the UofL is. They have a wonderful research team now, lots of different presentations on aging and lots of different things for people as they get older too. Now, you said that you invited Dr. Joanne Stratton.
Yeah.
Now, she is, I guess, originally from Australia, you were saying?
Yeah, she comes from Australia. She did her master and her PhD in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved to Calgary to do her postdoc.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been there for a couple of years now, and she's looking for a position right now. And we've been invited her because we believe that she might bring some great expertise to our research center on aging, because we have people working in the clinical field mm-hmm. in pain, and she has the fundamental knowledge. So probably she'll be a good candidate, and we want to see if it could be a good fit with between her and us.
I think it would be. That's really interesting. Now, osteoarthritis, it's the most common disability in Canada. I was a little bit surprised to read that, but no doubt a lot of people that I see and run into do have problems with arthritis.
Yeah, it's a common disease occurring during aging,
mm-hmm.
and it can start a little bit earlier as well, not only at 60 years old, for
mm-hmm.
example. So
mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of need for research in this field, because the people living with the pain is lowering the quality of life, and
mm-hmm.
and it needs some research in this field.
Exactly, because a lot of people suffer all the time, so the pain part is very important. It disrupts their whole life.
And, yeah, it disrupts their whole life, and
mm-hmm.
and it goes also with less mobility to
mm-hmm.
the older people, and when they get less mobility, they have other kind of troubles, issues with their health coming with this lower mobility. So it's a a big concern.
It is, yeah. And as you were saying, pain can even affect the mind, and sometimes people, they're unable to express it.
Yeah, for example, people with Alzheimer's disease, mm-hmm. They experience a change in behavior and they can become very aggressive. So mm-hmm. Some part of the disease does induce a change in the personality. Mm-hmm. And so the aggressive behavior can become from the disease by itself, but it can also result from a pain that is not able to be diagnosed in the patients, and then they are aggressive because they have pain. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to see if we can develop better tools for the clinicians to evaluate pain in patients with cognitive decline.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I suppose if somebody is in a lot of pain after a while, it almost becomes impossible for them to diagnose where the pain is exactly coming from too.
Yeah, it's very hard to to have a clear diagnosis, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of those people that doesn't speak very well or doesn't mm-hmm. speak at all. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have to develop other type of tools to try to better diagnose the pain in people suffering from Alzheimer's disease.
Okay. Now, there's osteoarthritis, OA, and post-traumatic osteoarthritis. So is the post-traumatic from an injury that resulted?
Yes, you're correct.
Just guessing, yeah.
So it can result from any type of injury that and there's some osteoarthritis coming from this post injury. Mm-hmm. And I'm not too familiar with this type of disease, but certainly Joanne would be very experienced to talk about it.
Okay, well, that sounds really good. Now, you said that you're one of 50 researchers at the UVille, the Research Center on Aging, I guess.
Yes.
It is?
Okay. Yeah. We're from different backgrounds, mm-hmm. from the 7 faculties from the University of Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking more at the social part, but also more at the fundamental part of aging. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of what we call geroscience. So mm-hmm. we're just looking at the process of aging and trying to understand what is kind of dysregulated during mm-hmm. aging, mm-hmm. and what difference there's between normal aging and those people aging with a chronic disease, for example.
Okay. And I would imagine a lot of people, as they get older, they just assume that it's natural for them. They're just aging and they don't really see that there's something else going on that could be controlled.
Yeah, you're right. So mm-hmm. So this is the part where research comes into play. So we try to better define what is supposed to be normal. Mm-hmm. For example, there's a normal decline of the cognition, mm-hmm. the memory, and mm-hmm. there's a step that is typically defined as normal, mm-hmm. but there's the other step that is defined as not normal, and we're trying to evaluate and to understand what's the difference between what is supposed to be normal and what is more dysregulated and mm-hmm. leads to chronic disease.
Okay, that's interesting, and it's good to know. And there's a lot of help, I guess, for geriatric people at the research center, I guess. There's a lot of different presentations. And
yeah, we have, I think it's 1 or 2 presentations each month.
Okay.
From
wow.
Different people, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of presentation in French, but mm-hmm. There's a... I would not say half of them is in English, but mm-hmm. I would say at least 1/3 mm-hmm. is in English. So you could look at our program on our website.
Okay.
I hope it's in English too, probably. So, and it's always indicated when it's the presentation is in French or, well, it's indicated when the presentation is in English.
Okay, that's good to know. Do you have the address for the website?
It's www.cdrv.ca, I guess.
Okay.
I could check that and come back if the address is not correct.
Okay. Perhaps maybe if people typed in UVille.
It's a Centre de Recherche sur le Vieillissement.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. CDRV. Mm-hmm. And you can type that in your Google, and it's supposed to come up like first.
Okay, that's yeah. That's good to know. And people can get some information there. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go or talk about?
I would like to tell again that everybody is invited to this conference. We like to have the questions from the public, the audience, and the concerns about what they have like disabilities or disease during aging and how they can contribute. And we also have a research participant database if you're interested to participate in research projects.
Okay,
so you can subscribe to be part of this database. It's also on the research on the website. And you can participate in any types of research projects. It could be related to falls, it could be related to pain, it could be related to physical activity, it could be related to nutrition or drug use during for one specific disease. So we invite everybody to go that is interested to go on the website and to register on the research participant database, and perhaps you'll be called to participate in a research project.
Oh, that would be fun and interesting. Now, what is the age for this?
It's any age. You have to be at least 18 years old, but it's between 18 and 90 years old.
Okay.
And you can indicate how often you want to be contacted for a research project. So, and what type of research project you're interested in. So you'll be contacted only if we have a research project that you have interest in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, how would this work? Do you have a day you go there, or is it
Well, you don't go there, it's just you registered, and then probably there's a research nurse that will call you to just validate your information, and then if there's a research project that fits your criteria and that fits our inclusion criteria, then you'll be selected and we'll call you to tell you if you are, to ask you if you are interested to participate, and then the different procedures will take place with the research team.
Okay, that's really interesting. Fun too, because the more people participate, the better the research would be for everybody.
Exactly, exactly. And we need people to do these test and you always give your consent. If you don't like the type of research project, you just don't participate. So it's very the participants that decide if he wants to participate or not.
Okay, that's good to know.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, thank you, and looking forward to the presentation and inviting everybody to come out, especially those that do have a loved one or that they have osteoarthritis themselves. Very important. Thank you.
Thank you.